Well, we got a chance now to sit down with the all-star coach and former NBA champion, Eric Spoelstra.
We're watching on television last night, and we're talking about LeBron, the performance, and you guys have been red hot here as of late, seven consecutive wins. What's it been like watching this guy just close up and how his game has developed here, not only throughout the course of your tenure in Miami, but over the course of this year?
Well, I mentioned this to the media after a couple of our games, and to the fans of Miami, don't take this talent for granted because he's making greatness look easy. We don't take it for granted. He's been on a special run. We feel like we've been doing something special now for this last 2.5 years. We want to build on this legacy, but he's making it look easy right now. He's making us all.
When are you gonna start coaching? I'm sitting there watching you yesterday. You know your tie's not becoming untied like it was earlier in the season. You're not sweating as much because you're sitting there watching greatness. How is it, Eric? I mean, look. We know how hard you work with these guys. And LeBron, like you said, he making it look easy, but no one sees all the hard work in the gym before practice, during practice, and after practice. But you're sitting here watching this firsthand. What's going through your mind some nights when you're sitting here coaching this guy and you're watching him make the game that we know how difficult it is look easy against the best players in the world?
Yeah.
Look, it's got to be mind-blowing.
I have perspective on this. I wouldn't be sitting in this chair. You know, obviously, even talking to you guys, without the opportunity to coach players like LeBron, Dwayne, Chris, and the rest of them, he's making all of us look good. He is the best player in the game, but he continues to reinvent himself. He's special in that regard, that he continues to try to improve, stay uncomfortable, doesn't become complacent. It took a lot just for him to change franchises and open himself up to a lot of potential criticism, to try something different and attempt something with a new organization to try to create something special with the legacy. Like I said, this has been a special ride the last 2.5 years. It's been bumpy. It hasn't always been good. So we've gone through plenty of ups and downs, but hopefully we can take another shot at this tough ring.
You know, I watched you your first year when the Big Three came together and you guys made it to the finals, and that was tough because what people don't understand, it's hard coaching talented superstars. It's not easy. You know, people don't give Phil Jackson credit. Do you have a different perspective when you sit there and talk to Pat Riley, you look at what Phil Jackson has done, and now you're coaching three great players. Do you have a different perspective from when you were sitting there at first thinking, oh, okay, it's got to be easy. You got the best players. And now you're coaching these guys. Has your perspective changed now that you're sitting in that seat coaching these guys?
Yeah, probably, Sam, even before that. You know, I wore a lot of different hats working for Coach Riley as an assistant, even starting as a video guy and a scout, working for Stan Van Gundy. That they put me in a lot of positions to learn strategy, preparation, all of that. So when I initially got the head job, I thought a lot of the job was that. And I quickly found out,
it's managing people.
It's 85% managing personalities. And probably the better you can manage the difficult personalities and get people on the same page, that's probably the most important part of it. So that's been a challenge for me. That was an eye-opener. And then when we got this team in 2010, it became 99% about managing personalities. And I've learned quite a bit, and hopefully I'll continue to grow in that regard. But we've all learned together, and I think going through a lot of the early struggles, you get to know somebody in this league when it's not going well and also when you don't like each other.
You go through those stretches, yeah.
We've had plenty of those stretches where we didn't like each other. You get through that, you have a breakthrough, and now there's a lot more trust.